all week, our production guys have been incredibly busy putting together all the fun bits, the weird bits, the awkward bits, the embarrassing bits, the bad bits of the show, and put it all together in a nice little bow called The Week That Was. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Andrew Reynolds, Harry and Dana's boss, and this is The Week That Was.
Let's rock and roll.
Well, the week didn't start off too well for Harry.
Oh, because I wore this new shirt today.
It's like a waffle fabric.
Yeah, it's very tight, and I just feel like my man boobs are showing off today. I can't stop playing with them.
Stop it! That's not a visual that anyone needs.
Mate, have you heard of diet? Then he solicited for someone to build the furniture at his place.
If anyone's built a garment rack successfully and you want to build another one, please inquire within. 654-119-7.
This is like a few weeks ago when you were taking applications for friends. You can't do this, Harry.
Why not?
We found out what Dana will be doing for Valentine's Day.
I'll go bird watching or something.
Listen to us.
It's not tragic if you enjoy doing it.
No, it's tragic. The guys took to discussing medical problems and their solutions on the air.
Yesterday I told you on the weekend I got bitten by a bullant on my rear right cheek.
On your bum? You got stung on the bum.
I have still a very swollen bootay.
Is that right?
Yes, I couldn't sleep last night.
What, because
I had a hot pot.
What? You might have to get a medicine or something for it.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what they do?
Nah, my parents have always been like, oh, she'll be right. So I'll just like push through. I've got stingos on it.
You know what you need? You need, I know this is going to sound disgusting, but this is what they do in the jungle. They get someone to suck the venom out of the
Harry!
No, I'm just saying. That's what you might have to get a volunteer to do that.
Taking applications.
Then they took over our poor journalist Jessica Rouse's segment with this inane sauce chat.
Some legendary company out there is manufacturing sauce holders for your car.
This was inevitable. Okay, all right, let's talk about the distance between the air conditioning vent and your mouth. That is a lot of space for error.
There's a lot of space for error. Yeah, there is some drippage that could occur, but
do they have a small tray from the air conditioning vent to your chin, like a slide?
No.
And then the sauce could slide back down into the sauce container if you miss your mouth.
That's not a bad idea. I would just go for your more viscous sauces, so I would avoid the sweet and sour and go for a barbecue personally.
God, you guys talk some shit. Thankfully, Grant Denyer came on to save the show.
I love you guys.
Grant, I don't think you'd say that if you actually knew them. It's no secret Dana is a fan of the Hemsworth boys and fantasised what it would be like if she saw Thor in the park.
Walk into the park and there's Thor. I'd stop my run. I'd sit down on a park bench.
Here we go, everyone.
And I would just watch them make a film. Just for the pure enjoyment of watching them make a film, not the fact that...
You're a massive pervert.
Whoa!
No, I'm just saying, is that what you're thinking?
No, that's not what I was.
Because I'm pretty sure that's what you're
interested in the creation of a film.
I don't think you are. I think you're just having a burp.
Host of The Amazing Race, Bo Ryan, was on chatting about something we've all done, getting lost in the Hunter Valley Gardens.
God, it was like we were in Disneyland. It was wonderful, but again, confusing, especially if you don't know where you're going. And I remember we packed up the episode and everyone left. And I was lost in there. And this goes to show the enormity of the show. I was lost in there for about an hour and a half.
Dana is not a fan of Harry singing. Who is, quite frankly?
Love is in the air. Why must you sing all the time?
The guys discussed the best pranks you've ever pulled off.
Well, as an apprentice, I always got sort of picked on and the tradesmen always play jokes on us.
Yeah.
So this particular morning I went in early and the three tradesmen that were picking on me, I welded their steel cap boots to their lockers.
Oh, my God.
Then Dana floated the idea of pranking yours truly. Thankfully, Harry talked some sense into her.
Why not?
Because I'm a little bit scared of our boss. Andrew Reynolds, is that who you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared of Andrew Reynolds.
Why? He's like a big teddy bear.
No, I know that, but he can get grumpy. He's known for bouts of grumpiness. And I just want to be in the good books. We're only new to this job, Dana. Let's not prank bosses yet.
I don't know. I think it'll be good gear.
Not happening, Dana. And that's the week that was.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.